You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to A Morsel with Marty, where we seek to dig deeper into the food we know and love. My name is Martin Lamb, and within this series, I'll seek to uncover the secrets, stories, and lives of the great creators of our food. So, without delay, let's tuck straight into it. The Castle Pie and Mash Shop is a family-run store that was established in 1934. Today, I've had the honour to be able to sit down and chat with the father and son duo, Fred and Grant Howe. So, hi guys, thanks for making the time.
Hello there.
Hi.
So tell me, how did you get into this business to start off with?
Well, my cousin, Roy Castle, he ran it first.
Yeah.
And then when he was talking about retirement, we said we'd take it over then, or he asked us to take it over. So we took it over in
November 1994. Wow, geez, that's quite a while. It's 23 years. It's interesting to see the father-son kind of dynamic, obviously with the team as well. But, how did you think of getting into the pie business,
Well, it was just something sort of come along, you know. There's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
And Roy, who owned the shop, said about us taking it over, so we decided we'd run it. But my wife, really, she come up here with my son.
Yeah.
And she sort of run it with you, didn't she, to start with?
Yeah, she run it for quite a few numerous amount of years, really. But then she unfortunately had a shoulder injury that needed operating on several times.
Yeah.
And that sort of took her out of the business, really.
Right.
So we had to sort of readjust again and, you know, employ a few new people and then sort of move on from there, really.
Yeah. Well, it certainly has moved on since 94. Mm-hmm. I mean, the store was originally opened in 1934, actually.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then subsequent to that, you guys have owned it for 20-odd years. After all these years, what has, like, stayed the same? And, you know, I mean, in terms of technology, you know, there's massive changes now. Ingredients and customer preferences. How have you guys seen that change, and have you adapted to it? Or is it just you want to, you know, what's your take on that?
No, we try to keep it exactly the same as it was in 1930. I weren't alive in 1934, but as far as we know, that's when the recipe was come about, and it's been in the family, and we've been using that ever since.
Great.
And as you say, all these years later, we're still here, so it can't be too bad.
It's how you remember it, more or less.
Everything's done exactly the same. I mean, it's all very straightforward. I mean, see, what we deal with... fresh pies, fresh ingredients and everything else. We don't deal with frozen pies.
Yeah.
You know, other places do, but we don't. So
All basically made on site, as opposed to some that...
Made on site. So when our pies come out the kitchen and go in the oven, that's the freshest pies you're going to get.
Yeah.
So when, obviously, when there's people waiting, they are actually getting the freshest pies possible, because they're coming straight out of the kitchen and then straight in the oven. You know, there's no mucking about. You know, we've never dealt in frozen pies. You know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, with our pies, if there's any left over at the end of the day, they go straight in the bin.
Oh, right.
So it's all very straightforward. Yeah. Right?
I understand what you mean, Grant. I remember still that there was customers coming in our restaurant that were not believing us when we said we actually made the dim sims and the spring rolls ourselves. And we're like, well, we have all the stuff here. Like, you can see, there's no packaging. So obviously, but it's some people just don't understand that. So, I mean,
Obviously, people do cut corners, but we've always stuck to the same routine, and that's it, really.
Yeah,
it's like repetition, really. That's what it is, basically.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
It's old graft, but there it is.
That's actually an interesting thing, because obviously, before us talking of, you know, there's been different trends. You know, obviously, one thing I can think of is things like Instagram and things like that, and a lot of people going to even a lot of places maybe potentially cooking and things like that in like a window setting. I mean, it's almost on display. It's, you know, how do you guys think, you know, have you thought about that, or that's not something that you guys usually do as within the pie kind of industry, or
no? I think
no. We sort. I mean, we got the toilet out the back. Then often people use the toilet, and obviously you've got to go through the kitchen to get to the toilet. And people are surprised and shocked that you know we're actually there physically making wine.
They don't just appear out of the fire.
Thinner. Actually being in the window making pies, I think that'd be a bit too much. You know, seriously. You know, some obviously if you've got a few people in waiting in the queue, you're under enough pressure. But I mean, we're always we're open. The setting of the restaurant is open to people see really what's going on. I mean, if you're at the counter, you can look right through the kitchen and see what's going on anyway, really.
So, I mean, we've talked a lot about pies and things like that, but I guess you guys also sell eels here as well. So, I mean, can you tell me more about the eels and, like, what's the history? Like, how's it a thing? Like, yeah, it'd be interesting to hear.
Well, they've always been salt, pie, mash and eels. In a pie mash shop, you have your eels. It's just a London thing that's always gone on for years and years, you know? Eels, but a few years, well, 10, 12 years ago, they used to come from New Zealand even, fly the eels in, but now the Japanese, they buy all the New Zealand eels. Right. So like Belgium, but the best eels you can get in Northern Ireland.
So you buy your eels from Northern Ireland now?
Well, no, we actually buy them...
I mean, it probably depends, you know.
Billingsgate Market. There's a chap there, Mick Jenner. And
shout out to Mick Jenner out there. Thanks to the eels.
It's his place. We've been, I don't really use we've been dealing with him, you know. Yeah. Because you've got the cooked eels, which we cook ourselves, and then the jelly eels.
Right. So the cooked eels are the, do you call them the hot eels, I think?
They're the hot ones. And then the jellied, they're cooked exactly the same. And they put in gelatine, and then that keeps them. So as long as they're in under a seal, they keep for a week or so. You know, they've got a very long date.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're only buy enough for the week.
Yep.
We're supplied every week. So,
Oh, it keeps everything fresh and very tasty. I've heard, sadly, that pie and mash shops aren't as, you know, prevalent as they used to be. Do you think, like, have you guys physically seen that since you guys have opened this?
It was originally 57, by all accounts, and now it's dropped off to 27.
Right.
And this has been from sort of 94. I mean, there are a few...
So basically half the amount that... within London, since you guys started.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big shop, some shops that were really highly recommended... You know, a pie mash shop at the Cut was very good. Waterloo, the Rolls Royce and shops at Dalston, that closed a long time ago, but that was supposed to be a lovely shop, you know.
Yeah.
And a few other sort of big name shops that, you know, had very good reputations and sold very good food.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, given that they're dying out, and do you see why that is? Like, is there a reason for them dying out? And what's your plan? Like, you know, in the face of... Is it because there's a general trend of less people eating pie and mash? Or, I mean, there's more people certainly in London now than in 94. So, if anything, you would expect the numbers of restaurants to at least be maintained, if not grow, like, in terms of pie and mash shops. So, do you know what the plan is and, you know, things like that for the future?
I think, really, because the meal's so cheap, it's trying to keep up with the bills and everything else, you know, the business rates. Mm. And, like, for us, for instance... The road outside, I used to be able to park all the way along and across the road, but now they've changed it into a cycle lane, a one-way street.
Yeah.
You know, now we've obviously, over the last, it's probably been about 14 months, I should imagine, 16 months.
Yeah.
It's changed quite dramatically because obviously people, now if there's no space to park, then obviously they'd just drive off and you're on a one-way street.
So there's no options to, even if they want to come, it's a little bit harder.
It's a lot of hassle, you know, where... Yeah. People want to, especially with a fast food environment, people want to get in there, eat their food and go.
Yeah.
I mean, the decor of the shop's sort of retro, back in the 70s. Mm. So it's not as though people want to come in and stay in here all day. You just want to get your food and get out. You know, it's an easy meal to eat and it's simple.
Yeah.
You know,
and it definitely is a bit of a throwback. I mean, you know, coming in here, I was like, whoa, this is really what I definitely imagine it to be. It's great. It's got that original kind of feel and... You know, the sights and sounds, it's really bustling. Yeah. You know, having worked in it for 20-odd years, you know, what's the ideal pie in your opinion? You know, like what's the definition for you guys of the best pie, and what do you guys aim for in terms of what it should look like, taste like, feel like, you know? Apart from what it already is right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're just obviously dealing the one traditional recipe, beef pie. But, you know, if you go online, you'll see different pies. I mean, for me, it's a nice golden brown pie. You know, a lot of people want a burnt pie, but it's a bit like burnt toast, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you're going to have burnt toast, you just throw it in the bin. So,
on board with you there. I don't really like burnt food either. Yeah. So.
Mind you, some people do ask for the burnt. Got any burnt pies?
Oh, right. As in,
come and ask for it.
To purchase, or as in,
No.
Right. Okay.
They don't mean burnt to smithereens. But a bit black. You know, well done ones. They like well done pie.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess now it's time for the fast food question time, where I just ask some random questions about to do with food and things like that for you guys. You know, I might begin with what is your favourite dish that you cook at home normally?
Ask the wife.
Pie chef by day.
I eat anything.
But in the past, when you were at home, I mean, before the life before pie, you know, how were things?
Yeah. Well, just cooking, anything. The wife's a very good cook. Roast beef, lamb, pork, chicken, name it, I eat it.
Yeah, right, okay. Not too fussy at home?
Morning breakfast, Sundays, egg bacon.
Is that the full English, I take
the full
it, you
English,
have?
Yeah, nice cup of tea with that, and away you go.
Yeah. What food, what meal would you eat if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life? Like, just one food. So, Freddie?
Well, I'd have learned full English.
Full English, sure. Not sure about, you know, the health aspects of that, but who am I to judge, right?
Like, my age, I ain't got to worry about it.
Like, a nice one. And Grant, if you could just want
to
meal.
Going back years ago when I was a kid, I'd probably have a steak and kidney pie, peas and mash and gravy, really.
Right. So, I mean, in some respects, working in a pie shop's living the dream. Like, you know, it's I mean, at least you could eat it.
Yeah.
You could smell it, taste it, everything.
Yeah, we'll go that far.
You know, and I might just wrap up with one last question. You know, what is one top cooking secret, if you have one, or what are some tips that you've learnt over the past that's helped within your cooking, either here at the pie shop or just general kind of...
No, just try and keep on top of it. Do what you're doing, do what you think's right.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on it. Make sure you don't burn it.
Don't burn it.
The mashed potatoes, though, they vary so much.
Yeah.
You know, the variety, even like Maris Piper, we normally use those.
Yeah.
But you get a different farm come, and they're slightly different from the last lot. You know, it's not until you start using the potatoes we use, then you sort of start to think, like, Maris Piper is a potato.
Yeah.
But from each farm, they vary slightly. They do vary slightly.
Oh, gosh. So it's different consistency every time.
Yeah. Basically, once it's fairly easy to cook mashed potato, you know?
Yeah.
But how they turn out once you dish them up, they do vary.
Yeah.
I like my old mash, actually.
The old mash.
People say to me, you don't eat it, dear, but I do like it.
Yeah. One last question, just so I remember. I had a friend ask me, was just dying to ask this question, but what's the liquor on top of the pies? I remember being, you know, asked that question when I came in, and then I wasn't sure what it was, because normally we just put, you know, a bit of ketchup on top and on our pies, meat pies. It's entirely new to me, and maybe to some other listeners. How would you describe the liquor, Fred?
Or Grant?
It's a tray. Like, all pie mashes, we never tell you how they make the liquor, and all the customers don't know how you make the liquor. It's just parsley is the basis of it.
Yeah.
And then a bit of this, that, and the other in it, and the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to another pie mash shop, then the colour could be different, you know, the texture, there could be more parsley, less parsley. Yeah. Everyone's sort of got their own variation of how they do the liquor, really.
Depends on how they like the parsley, I guess. Yeah. But if anything, I think it's a nice little.
Yeah, you know. We like it, you know, we like it the colour, we don't like it too dark.
Yeah.
You know, we try and. Try and keep it as good as we can, really, you know.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.